Hello.
Sir.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like I'm able to locate a manager at this time. Like I said, I'll be glad to help you.
You see, your mom is a whore, you son of a bitch.
What's that, sir?
Did you hear me?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I asked you whether your mom is a whore, you son of a bitch. You are deliberately not getting a supervisor, I know that.
Well,
you
sir,
are a son of a bitch.
Well, sir, I really don't think that language is appropriate. I mean, I'd be glad to help you here. I mean, talking bad about my mom is really not going to, you know, help the situation.
Yes, the helping the situation is that I asked you to get a supervisor even before that you were looking. You didn't want to look. You are telling to me that you are a manager. Fucking bastard. What kind of a manager are you? You stupid scum.
Okay, sir? Sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can locate a manager for you, okay?
Yes.
Just hold on a moment, all right, Mr. Kale?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir?
Yes.
If you'd be able to tell me exactly what the problem was, we'd be able to make some kind of progress here. If you could just tell me exactly what the problem is.
I don't want to tell you anything other than to tell you that you are a scum bastard. Because you are repeatedly asking that question.
Well, sir, you just need
to... You son of a bitch, I will report to you. You
okay,
are a
sir?
Scum bastard. Because you just don't have any common sense. When a customer asks you to get a supervisor, your responsibility is that not just to play a little ghetto game. You are from ghetto, you son, you scum. Aren't you?
Oh, no, sir. I'm not familiar with the ghetto, sir.
You are not? If you are not from ghetto, you would behave very differently.
Just a moment, please. Okay, sir, I'm going to see if I can locate a supervisor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just one moment, sir.
Hey, this is James, the floor supervisor. What can I help you with?
What is your name, please?
My name is James.
James?
Yeah.
What is your last name? And you are a supervisor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First and foremost is that...
I can't understand you. Do you have food in your mouth? I can't understand what you're saying, sir.
I am telling you that I spent 20 minutes with your assistant because he played games with me, saying that he cannot find a supervisor. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about that?
I will address that with my representative.
Okay.
What can I help you with, sir, concerning your long distance?
Yes. Three weeks ago, I phoned in and said that I want to enroll for long distance service. And the third party people came on the line and verified everything. And I still don't have the long distance service through the AOL. My local carrier says that they already switched. But when I press 00, it's still coming AT&T.
That's because 00, sir, that is the international operator. All international calls assisted by an operator is handled by AT&T. We do not staff any long-distance operators at all.
Okay. Then can you tell me something?
Well, I'll certainly try.
Is there any way that you can confirm that I am now... actually enrolled with AOL.
I'm Just one second, sir. Let me have a look. To be quite honest with you, the representative that you initially spoke with is more than capable of handling this type of call. I don't really see the purpose or the need for calling a manager who's busy trying to run an entire department to assist an upset customer, sir. We have, this department is full of...
I don't want to hear you.
Sir, this department is full of managers, and I just wanted to let you know that he is more than capable of handling this type of call.
3 weeks.
Okay, sir, would that be on the 745-8831 number or the 313-4833 number?
Both.
On both?
Yes.
Okay, I do see that the order was sent to your local carrier on the 29th on the 4833 and today on the 8831.
I'm not talking about the order has you sent to the local
okay,
carrier.
Okay, when we send the order, once we get confirmation back from the local carrier that you are... actually been switched to the service by your local carrier, since that's who does the switching. At that point, yes, I would be able to confirm that. However, right now, I only have that we sent the order.
What the fuck are you telling?
Excuse me, sir, you don't need to use that kind of language with me.
Why not? Who are
because
you?
Because I don't... Sir, I'm not swearing at you.
Fucking bastard! Listen to me.
Sir, I'm not swearing at you, so there's no reason for you to swear at me.
Because that you are not efficient.
Sir, I happen to be the most efficient person in this department.
Okay, then give me an answer.
I'm damn proud of that.
My local company says that they switched.
Okay, then you're probably on the service.
No, no, no. You just wait a minute. I am.
You just wait a minute.
Don't behave like a ghetto boy.
Oh.
Just
excuse me,
to my
sir.
Question.
I don't appreciate you,
question.
Sir. I don't appreciate you calling me names. That will cease immediately, or I will discontinue this call.
Listen to my question. And give me a proper answer if you are a supervisor. And you said that you are running the whole department.
Well, sir, whether I give you a proper answer does not determine whether I'm a supervisor or not, but I will certainly try my best.
Yes. My local company tells me they switched. And then I am asking you, do you have any way to confirm that? Because that you are the AOL.
Okay, sir, like I explained to you before, the only way I can confirm that is once your local telephone company confirms that the switch has actually taken place. Okay, I can't go on the word of your local telephone company. I can only go by what I see transmitted electronically.
Is there any way that you can ascertain that electronically with them?
No, sir, it's all automatic. That's not something that I have the capability of you know, requesting that type of information.
So what kind of you have been talking to me that saying that you are a very competent person, you are a supervisor, you are running the department.
But that has nothing
you
to
cannot,
do, sir. That has absolutely
even,
nothing to do with the type of information that I can request from your local
you see,
telephone
if I,
company.
If I just to pee and come my bring my penis to you, you cannot even wipe that. You are so incompetent. You are just a scum.